This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Since the start of the holy month of Ramadan, insurgents in Iraq have dramatically escalated their attacks. Today, a roadside bomb struck a convoy carrying the Australian ambassador. There are reports that a suicide car bomber has attacked a U.S. military convoy. Over the weekend, an American diplomatic security agent was killed in a mortar attack on an American base. And the deadliest ambush of the insurgency took place over the weekend. Guerrillas dressed as policemen killed about 50 newly trained Iraqi soldiers in a remote eastern region of the country. NPR's Ann Garrels is covering all these stories from Baghdad. And Ann, first, today's incidents. What more have you learned?
Well, according to eyewitnesses, the Australian ambassador survived the attack with no serious injuries, though two of his security detail were hurt and three Iraqis in the neighborhood of the blast were killed. Just last week, the Australian government announced that it was going to be moving its embassy into the heavily fortified green zone in the center of Baghdad where U.S. and British missions are located.
Okay, and now this other attack over the weekend, the 50 Iraqi soldiers, almost 50 Iraqi soldiers. How in the world did Iraqi soldiers get in a position where they could be captured and killed in this way?
Well, that's the $64,000 question here. It was clearly a well-planned operation, and the Iraqi troops had no protection. Insurgents posing as police set up a fake checkpoint. The troops who were going home on leave were forced to lie down on the ground in rows and were then shot in the head. An Iraqi official has said the insurgents probably had inside help, and it's widely recognized. Insurgents have infiltrated the new security forces. In various raids over the past months, U.S. soldiers have found Iraqi police and guardsmen uniforms, and American troops openly say they don't trust their Iraqi colleagues. Questions, the one you pose, are now being asked why the troops had no protection. But there is no question this is yet another blow to U.S. efforts to train the new Iraqi security forces. Let me just give you some examples of the attacks over the weekend which were directed at Iraqi security forces. Two car bombs in North Baghdad killed a total of 18 Iraqi policemen. A policeman was found dead in Baghdad. Another was shot in his car. The operations chief of police in Erbil was assassinated. A car bomb exploded at an Iraqi National Guard checkpoint. I mean, and on and on and on.
All in one weekend here. And just to be clear, Annie, the soldiers that were killed, they were unarmed?
They were unarmed.
Okay. One of the things.
And they were out of uniform.
And they're out of uniform. One other thing that I want to ask about, New York Times and CBS have been reporting that almost 380 tons of explosives have gone missing from an Iraqi military base. This happened sometime after the start of the U.S. occupation. Is this another sign of the consequences of the chaos that came after the initial U.S. invasion of that country?
Exactly. These explosives, by the way, can be used in very small quantities to demolish buildings, produce missile warheads, and detonate nuclear weapons. Until the U.S. invasion, they were monitored by the U.N. inspectors. But with the invasion, the U.S. took over responsibility for all the weapon sites. And as you suggest, this is just the latest in a series of reports about known weapon sites which U.S. troops failed to secure. The International Atomic Energy Agency had publicly warned about the danger of these explosives in particular before the war and after the invasion. And U.S. officials, according to the Times and 60 Minutes, acknowledged the explosives, you know, could be used in bombing attacks against U.S. or Iraqi forces, and they haven't been able to explain why they weren't protected other than to say, you know, troops were overwhelmed by the tasks facing them. And it's now clear U.S. troops did not anticipate a second war in Iraq following the successful overthrow of Saddam. UN weapons inspectors complain that the U.S. went in to prevent Iraq from being a threat, but have not done enough to contain the threat now that they're in control. Inspectors, by the way, are furious that the U.S. has ignored the success of the UN monitoring process before the war, which they argue succeeded in disarming Iraq. And in the recent report on weapons of mass destruction, Charles Delfer concluded while Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction, it might have resumed building weapons. Inspectors say he left out the crucial fact that the UN Security Council had planned to maintain control over Baghdad's weapons programs for years.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.